Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight's topic is entitled The New Gestalt of Jesus. The New Gestalt of Jesus. Now, that word gestalt means that something is greater than the sum of its parts, and it refers to that which is whole. And so I want to briefly go into the Gospel of Luke and just read to you some of the healing encounters of Jesus. So, Luke is the physician theologian, and I love the terminology that he uses with regard to the person of Jesus. He records Jesus' sermon. He records Jesus being tested or tempted in the wilderness. He records in Luke 5 the Jesus' call of his disciples. There's a particularly deep and telling account about the call of Simon in Luke chapter 5. So I'm going to read from Luke chapter 5. I'm going to start at verse 12, which reads, quote, "And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he, that is Jesus, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." And so I love this word. This particular healing event of Jesus. There's a lot going on here, and if you were to read Leviticus 13:12, you could read information about leprosy. And so, what is fascinating here, in the book of Leviticus, the lepers were called; they were unclean because of the pathology. Their pathological condition. So they were exiled from society because they were contagious. And so what they had, their disease was easily transmissible. And so in the Word of God, leprosy is used as a type of sin. It is a type of sin. And so Luke notes with his careful and meticulous and discerning spirit as a physician, he knows that this man was full of leprosy. Pleres is the Greek word that's used here. Who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face. So here is the encounter between the fully unclean, the fully diseased, the fully polluted, and the infinite purity of Jesus. So he fell upon his face. And this was a position of worship on the part of the leper. And he besought the Lord, saying, if you will. Notice the recognition through his disease condition. He recognized Jesus' he recognized our Lord as the one who could heal him. And if you note, if you read very carefully, there is no doubt in the mind of the leper. He didn't say, if thou canst. He said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And so notice the fate of the unclean one. And this is amazing. And it is by faith that we lay hands, or that we lay hold of the blessings of God. We only do this by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible to please him if we don't have faith. And so we are not to be doubters. We are to be the faithful ones. So verse 13, and he put forth his hand, that is Jesus, and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Jesus did not have to touch him. But here we see in grace, through the grace of God, through the grace of Jesus, we see the mercy of the Lord. We see that here's an individual who has been a social outcast. He has been a pariah because of his condition. And what does the Lord offer him? The Lord offers him healing through the therapy of touch. So now in the law, advanced stages of leprosy were treated as less unclean than earlier stages. So this one knew, this leper knew that Jesus, according to the Septuagint, or Septuagint, as some say, this leper knew that Jesus could bring to him legal, ceremonial, and bodily healing or cleansing from leprosy. He knew this about Jesus. So that's why I entitled this message, The New Gestalt of Jesus, because look who has the gestalt, the new awareness of that which is whole. The Lord inherently has this from all eternity. When Jesus became manifest in flesh, it was on our behalf. He knew the whole of us, not a part of us. Or he did not look at us as a sum or as a collection of parts. He looked upon the whole of us. He redeemed all of us, not some of us, the whole of us. And so this is a very powerful encounter. And Jesus said, verse 13, I will be clean. And these words remind me of where God said, light be, light was. And Jesus touched him, and Jesus also pronounced the word of healing, the word of redemption, the word of cleansing. Listen, God accepts all of us. Now, Jesus did not ask this person about any sin from his past or what sinful thing that had continued from his past on into the present. Jesus did not do intervention with him. He did not need to in this case. So, I will, be thou clean. So Jesus looks at this man in the present moment. It's in the present sphere. And so what happened in the past or what went on in the past does not matter. It is what is happening in this present moment. And notice, this encounter was between one who was in desperate need. And he brought his condition to the Lord, who heals those in desperate need. Just think of those people who have who feel that their sins are insurmountable, that they're those who believe that they have sinned so much, they have so abused themselves, they have, and that to the point of that their souls have been disfigured by what they have done in the area of sin. Listen, God does not reject the most vilest sin. Jesus died on the cross for, Jesus died for those who were dead in trespasses and sins. There is no need for endless therapy. There's no need for psychiatric medications that do more harm than good, because these drugs merely serve to mask symptoms so that the individual will remain tied to these pharmaceuticals on into the endless, into the future. There is no desire on the part of these people to allow the individual to ever be free. But the Lord offers freedom. These people want you only to see yourself as a physical being, period. They only want to talk to you about what happens to your brain, where certain things are localized in your brain, and what will happen to your synapses if you take certain drugs, SSRIs, and what they will do, how they will help. But a lot of times these drugs that are given for depression hurt people more than help. So in other words, you remain enslaved. Jesus offers freedom from enslavement. He offered this leper freedom from his existing condition. Jesus could look at him and Jesus could see what was going on in his life, how great his need was. Jesus did not look on him with eyes of condemnation. Jesus looked upon him with eyes of grace. He said, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately the uncleanness departed from him. Look, God is accepting sinners right now. God will accept you if you believe that your sin pollution is so intense, so unforgivable, so heinous that no one, let alone God, would accept you. Let me tell you that that is a lie of the devil, and that God is receiving you. He will receive those who come to him by faith, who kneel before the cross, who confess their sins to Jesus, who accept the word of the cross. Jesus will set you free. If you believe that the shed blood of Jesus Christ not merely covered your sin, but washed away your sin so that you can have a brand new life, you can have salvation, eternal salvation from sin, and you can have a brand new life. God is offering you a brand new life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, I believed Jesus one day. I believed that he would receive me in spite of my sins, and he did. Jesus set me free, and I know that he can also set you free. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.